7:17. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. We're going to be talking about husband and wife forgers of art, of fine art, of what would appear that we would hope is recognizable to the artist's eye. They made millions of dollars off of these forgeries. I'll tell you that story in a little bit. There is, of course, a council meeting tonight. Starts at 5 o'clock. I'm sure that the mayor and the council will tonight address some of the horrible tragedies we've had here along Coast Highway recently. And I'm always the when someone gets hit in the crosswalk, as has happened here on Pearl Street a couple of times, I immediately go after the drivers, because I do believe that in most cases, a lot of us do not pay attention when we drive. And certainly across the dangerous Coast Highway, there's a stretch here that's pretty dangerous with a lot of crosswalks. And many times from this perch, from this window, I see people texting as they drive. And I rightfully blast you when someone gets hit in the crosswalk, though. As a driver, though, you're looking for people in the crosswalk. You're not looking for them trying to cross in the middle of the street. And that's when tragedies really happen, is the pedestrians on some occasions don't cross at the crosswalk. They cross in the middle of the street. I've got some audio from the mayor, Bob Whalen, addressing this yesterday.
First of all, let me say that, of course, we're deeply saddened by yet another pedestrian fatality on Coast Highway and send our sincere condolences to the family and friends of the deceased. Unfortunately, both of the recent pedestrian fatalities on Coast Highway occurred outside of marked crosswalks, you know, and resulted from individual decisions and behaviors. Coast Highway is owned and operated by Caltrans, so we will reach out to them to see if there's any additional safety improvements that they can suggest to make the roadway safer for pedestrians. Over the past 7 or 8 years, we've brought a number of pedestrian concerns on Coast Highway to the attention of Caltrans, and they have responded with certain safety improvements, so I'm sure that they'll be willing to meet with us again. Caltrans, as the owner and operator of Coast Highway, is the right party to provide solutions to increase safety for pedestrians crossing the roadway, and it'll be up to them to determine whether there are any additional improvements that can be made. As the most recent accident happened just last evening, we have not yet reached out to Caltrans, as the incident is still under investigation. On January 6th, we did send a letter to Caltrans requesting a safety evaluation at Pearl Street, as there were two pedestrian incidents at that crosswalk in the span of a few months, and sadly one of them was a fatality. We're still waiting a response from Caltrans on that request, so when we meet with them, we'll inquire about that one as well. We certainly urge pedestrians to cross only in marked crosswalks and always use the overhead lighting signals at intersections where there's not a traffic light. And where you're using those signals, you've got to just be very careful and aware of oncoming traffic and make sure that after you press the light, traffic is stopped and you can proceed safely across.
That's our mayor, Bob Whalen, addressing the latest Coast Highway fatality, as well as addressing our back and forth with Caltrans as to safety issues. And I've asked this before, and I'll ask you again right now. And please text in your ideas on how we can make this stretch of Coast Highway safer. We know the history, and summer's coming, by the way. So, and that's just going to add to the dangers. How can Caltrans? Coast Highway down this stretch. It's not the city's responsibility. How can Caltrans make Coast Highway on this stretch safer? How can these crosswalks be safer? How can we find a safer solution for pedestrians here along this stretch of Coast Highway in Laguna Beach? And I'd say it's the entirety of Coast Highway. I'd say it starts down in South Laguna, 9th Avenue, and goes all the way up to LaDroit. I'd say the danger is there. So give me your ideas. 949-715-5936. The number to text is 9, and text it in, please, by the way. The number to text in your ideas on how we can make Coast Highway in the stretch here through Laguna Beach safer at 949-715-5936, 722 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. Well, 725 the time. Beautiful, sunny Tuesday morning. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, and the question has been asked, how can Caltrans make this section of Coast Highway safer for pedestrians, and at very least for pedestrians at the crosswalks? And I'll say it again, if you're a pedestrian and you're not crossing at a crosswalk, wow, are you taking a gamble? You're gambling with the loss of your own life, and B, you're gambling with ruining the life of someone unsuspecting who has run you down. So you're gambling in a big sense if you're not crossing at the crosswalk. But let's talk about the crosswalks for just a moment. Already a couple of suggestions coming in this morning. And it's been floated. The idea has been floated of making the flashing lights on the crosswalks. And some I'm hoping that all the crosswalks have the flashing lights that are working now. And let me know if there's not. If you know of a crosswalk where the flashing lights are not working along Coast Highway, let me know. But there has been talk generated of making those lights red. And I'm not sure. I don't know whether red might have a different effect on people. I think during the day, possibly not. Maybe at night, yes. I think that they're effective on the canyon. The lights that confuse everyone on the canyon, I swear, I just don't get the people that don't get those lights. Flashing red means treat it like a stop sign. Solid red means stop like a stoplight. All right? If it flashes red, slow down a little, make sure there's no one about to cross it. It's like a stop sign, and then you go. It's that simple. So if we had that kind of thing here on Coast Highway, yes, we would have the mass confusion that would come with it, and we would have traffic snarls at those points. But eventually, everyone would have to get it, I would think. Eventually, it's not, I know, that's hopeful of me. But most everyone would get it. And I think that that might be more successful. So a fine suggestion there. And what about bridges? Is anyway, you know, it expensive and time-consuming, but pedestrian bridges at certain points, maybe even Pearl Street, where it is apparently quite dangerous. What are your thoughts on that? Let me know what you've got at 949-715-5936. I say, no matter what we do, and I'll say this, especially during the day for me, and this is what I notice all the time. No matter what we do to the crosswalks, no matter what kind of lights, no matter what color they are, if in fact we do anything to them, it's about the drivers in most cases. If you're hitting someone in the crosswalk, you're doing one of two things. You're either trying to, you see that someone wants to cross and you don't want to stop. You don't want to take that extra 20 or 30 seconds out of your day. You don't want to stop, so you race through and you try and beat that pedestrian across. And I see it all the time. I know people that speed through crosswalks as soon as they see the button being pushed. You're on your cell phone, you're texting, and you don't see them. And there's a tragedy because you're a distracted driver. So for me, I've always been an advocate of much stiffer penalties for distracted driving. What are your thoughts? 949-715-5936. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. 729 the time. All right, we've got crosswalk ideas just pouring in this Tuesday morning. Welcome to the program. 7:36 the time, 24 minutes shy of 8 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed Show. And Kim in North Laguna says, what about actual lights? Just make each and every crosswalk an actual stoplight. Yes. It will do two things, and I agree that that's not a bad idea, because it'll do two things. It'll stop speeding along the coast, which has been a problem here for several years, and certainly along several parts of Coast Highway between, let's say, the Wesley Drive area and Diamond Street. There's a stretch there that speeds pick up pretty good. So putting a stoplight at each of the crosswalks, and certainly through the HIP district, would definitely take care of the speeding problem. Sure, traffic would be delayed from what we're used to as we roll through down through the coast, but safety would be improved. So stop lights at each of those. Let's examine that further as we move through. And then Mike sends in a couple of ideas, and one of them I want to touch on. Make sure the lights are actually working. And I think that's a fine suggestion right there. Really. The very least that Caltrans should do is make sure that our crosswalk lights and the signals near them are constantly in working order. There have been occasions, for instance, over at Oak Street, and if I'm not mistaken, on Brooks Street as well, where that crosswalk light was down for the better part of a month. No crosswalk light on either. And I think they switched for a month. It was Oak Street, and then for another month after they fixed Oak Street, it was Brook Street. But for about a month, those lights were down. Yes, Caltrans, make sure that the lights are at least working. And his another suggestion of his, which I'm not too sure about, he suggests to change the color of the lights from yellow to red to create more of an urgency for drivers to stop. And though I agree with the premise of that, I think that the type of driver that I discussed earlier, the person that likes to speed through and beat the person at the crosswalk because they saw them press the button, is the kind of person that instead of creating an urgency for them to stop, I think that would create an urgency for them to plow through the crosswalk. It's that kind of driver. It's that kind of selfishness that we just can't breed out of people for some reason when they're driving. So I love the suggestion of making the lights actually work, changing them from yellow to red and creating that urgency. I think might go in the wrong direction there. I could be wrong. Continue to send in your suggestions. Text them in to 949-715-5936-739.